Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Delaware Symphony Orchestra is introducing local students to the world of classical music through its upcoming Explorer Concerts. These performances give young audiences a chance to experience live orchestral music in an engaging setting, with educators receiving lesson plans and materials to help prepare the students ahead of time. In this week's edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny talks with Delaware Symphony Orchestra CEO J.C. Barker about these Explorer Concerts and the benefits for students and schools.
Well, tell me, what is an Explorer's Concert?
Well, so the Explorer Concerts are concerts that we do every year, and they're concerts for children, kids. And this year we'll be doing concerts both in Wilmington and in Dover. We've fallen into that pattern in the past few years, and we are really excited. I mean, the concerts will be on the 20th here in Wilmington at the Grand Opera House and the 21st at Dover High School. We have kids that come in from all around just to experience an orchestra, many of them, if not all of them, for the first time. And it's a fun concert. It's not very long. It's upbeat. And we try to make it interesting. And this year, we have a really interesting work that we are excited about that we hope will really engage these young minds.
Tell me a little bit about that music.
Well, it's a piece that I've known about and heard. It sounds a little macabre. It is called "The Composer Is Dead." And it's written by a guy named Nathaniel Stuckey, and it's after the Lemony Snicket book. And it's basically kind of a little light murder mystery using instruments of the orchestra as, you know, different conspirators in the whole situation. And it's interesting. And of course, many kids know Lemony Snicket, but to see that literary work taken and transformed into something that's interactive with orchestra is really great. We'll also have another couple of pieces on the program. We'll have a big famous march by Johann Strauss, and we've got a piece by Samuel Coleridge Taylor that opens, which is big and exciting. So it's a great experience for these kids to hear an orchestra for the first time, actually see all the instruments, hear all the different instruments, and hopefully stir a little enthusiasm and interest.
Of course, the symphony has a new conductor just recently announced, Michelle DeRusso. She makes her debut as music director in October. Who's conducting these concerts?
We are excited this year to invite Jim Anderson, who is going to be conducting. Jim is the director of orchestral studies at University of Delaware, and I've been looking for an opportunity to engage with Jim, and he's going to be leading both these concerts.
What will the kids see when they walk into the venue for the first time? What are they going to see? What will it be like for them?
They walk in and they see a large group of musicians on the stage warming up. So it's a lot of chaos at the beginning when the kids are coming in. And of course, they're a little chaotic too. And the orchestra's chaotic. And then they go through basically the experience that really all of us do with an orchestra concert, where they see it all calm down, and they see the concert master come out and tune the orchestra and find some focus to the chaos that's surrounding. And then the conductor comes out and we'll talk, and then start the concert. And I love being at these concerts, because to see the kids that have never seen or heard anything like this before and watch their faces is just incredible. It is incredible. I remember the first time I heard something like this, and it was life-changing. So that's the experience. And they leave and are excited and hope they tell their friends and their parents. And many of them will be at a point where they are just beginning to start to consider being in a music program in a school. And so we hope that helps inspire them.
The Explorer concerts are not the only education outreach that the orchestra does. What else does the orchestra do in terms of education?
We regularly send groups of musicians or sometimes single musicians into schools and into working with our community partners. Here in Wilmington, we work with the Christina Cultural Arts, are starting to work with YMCA and some of their centers. They have preschool centers and daycare centers. And we also send larger groups. We'll send a brass quintet or string quartet into schools that already have established music programs, or sometimes that don't, to work often with their orchestras and their bands. Some of the school districts in Delaware have what's called a Strings Day, where they bring all the strings in from the district, and they have a quartet or a quintet from the Delaware Symphony that comes in and leads that, does master classes, plays with the kids, and those are great experiences too. The Explorer concerts are big, and so the interpersonal interaction is not as intense as some of the smaller groups, but the smaller groups are always fun. I've done some myself, actually. I still play the clarinet, and I've gone down on occasion to Christina and played for the 4 and 5 year olds, and that's one of my favorite things to do.
It's obvious that this is a really rewarding experience for the kids, but what about the musicians in the orchestra? I would think this has to be a really fun, fulfilling experience for them also.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And there's kind of a connection. I've never really thought about this, but when a musician in an orchestra, say like myself, is having this experience playing for younger kids, it kind of takes us back to that place where we were that kid with the rapt attention. It's almost like you feel a little kindred experience that you're having. And I think also it's just exciting for musicians to see the excitement of these young people for what they do. It's a type of validation, if you will. And it keeps coming, because the older we get, the more kids we get, and it goes on and on.
You know, we're at a moment right now where funding for arts and funding for arts education is being threatened. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the importance of music education, arts education in general, and why it's so crucial to kids' development.
It makes better human beings. I often say that the work that the symphony, and when we go to play for kids, we're not in the business of trying to create brilliant violinists and clarinet players and trumpet players. We love it when that happens, but more than anything, we know that the arts in general and music specifically is part of creating a well-rounded human. And when those experiences are not there, it creates a deficit in character, to be blunt. And we see it all around us. But it is definitely part of the puzzle of education in general. And to see what's going on with funding is a little frightening, to be honest with you. I will say here in Delaware, we have incredible foundations and incredible individuals that continue to recognize the importance of this type of work and have stepped up and continue to step up. Unfortunately, I don't know that it's that way everywhere in the country. And in the denser areas like Newcastle County, it's sometimes challenging, because you see so many kids that need this type of exposure to this type of work that are not getting it because there are just so many. But it's something we certainly watch. We've watched very closely over the past few months, and we will continue to adjust, continue to do as much as we can possibly do, and pivot, as we used to like to say in COVID.
As we talked about earlier, the orchestra has selected a new conductor, Michelle DeRusso. She's 34 years old, born in Argentina, with a really, really impressive resume. Without giving anything away, which I know you won't, can you talk sort of in general about Michelle's approach to programming the orchestra? Is she more traditionalist, more modern? How will she program music for this orchestra?
A combination. And Michelle is incredibly enthusiastic, and she has a really amazing energy that she brings. You know, she is from Argentina, and I know that some of our folks have seen her when she was certainly here for her audition, but she was also with us 2 years ago as a guest conductor and did a program of all Latin American music. I can say that it will be a mix of things. It certainly won't all be Latin American, but there are new brilliant works being written for orchestra every day. And the Delaware Symphony has a long history of championing American composers. And so we will continue to do that. But it will be a mix. It will be a mix of what's new and certainly what we call the canon of our repertoire. So there will be Beethoven. There will be Tchaikovsky. There will be Rachmaninoff. But we'll also love introducing audiences to newer works. And I will say that in Delaware, in general, we have a very open group of concert attendees, patrons, that really embrace this newer music. And when those works are performed, and they're performed with great enthusiasm by our brilliant musicians, it opens horizons. And that's what we're here to do.
Thanks to Delaware Symphony Orchestra CEO J.C. Barker and R. Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And we wrap up the green next with Enlighten Me, where our University of Delaware intern Jack Silverberg tells us how a recently opened tattoo shop became a first for the city of Newark. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.